Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Now is the time to get a new job. Express Employment Professionals never charges job seekers a fee and has more than 35,000 job openings with high demand in construction, driving, logistics, and administrative jobs. Find a location near you at expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
Yeah. 706 on your Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me. Bloom Daddy Radio Network, 800-624-1170. I'm going to dive right into top headlines. And you have the Department of Justice. Apparently, they sought account information of a top Trump White House lawyer. Now, this follows a separate report of the Trump DOJ seizing records of House Democrats. Apple informing former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn that the Justice Department subpoenaed info about an email account of his in 2018. And forbade Apple from letting him know. That's according to the New York Times. I want to bring on former Senate Majority Leader, Chief Counsel, former RNC General Counsel Alex Vogel right now. Alex, what do you take of all this? Because I'm skeptical, number one, because there's been witch hunt after witch hunt after witch hunt by Democrats when it comes to Trump. And then I see Apple and I see New York Times, which makes me go, your thoughts.
So, look, it is within the normal purview of the Department of Justice to issue subpoenas, whether you're a member of Congress or someone who works for the president, like Mr. McGahn did. You're not above the law or above that process. That being said, there are separation of powers issues, especially as it relates to the members of Congress. One of the key things we don't know is whether any of these people, McGahn, people on the Hill, were actually the targets of these subpoenas, or whether they were simply swept up in other investigatory subpoenas. For example, if the White House is trying to determine where a potentially illegal leak came from, and they get access to some evidence of person A, who's not a member of Congress and doesn't work for the president, and they request their records, if they happen to see that they're also talking to McGahn and the people on the Hill, it's possible that's why they were requested. So again, that they weren't the necessarily the target. That being said, it is, again, within the realm of the purview of the Department of Justice to go to a court. And even where there's a higher bar to present evidence to justify a subpoena, we don't know any of that information yet. So it's still all a little murky.
So basically, what you're saying is this is a bunch of nothing about nothing as it stands right now. I mean, is this the media just with their Trump derangement syndrome, kind of having a flashback?
Honestly, they don't know enough at this point to even have a real opinion about that. Again, requesting information on sitting members of Congress does indeed raise separation of powers issues. Mm-hmm. We saw this going back to the when Republicans were in charge and a Democratic congressman was found with $90,000 in his freezer. It was actually the Republican Speaker of the House who objected and said, hey, just because you think he committed a crime, we're a co-equal branch of government. You can't raid his congressional office. There are separation of powers issues. Those need to be balanced. But again, here, there's not even a whiff of a scandal. There's simply the implication that these people's records were caught up in this process. That does not mean that they were the subject of an investigation or even the subject of the subpoena directly. So we're just going to have to wait and find out.
Talking to Alex Vogel right now, former Republican National Committee General Counsel, CEO of the Vogel Group. Does this smell a lot like what you saw during the 4 years of the Trump presidency, where it just seemed like every other week there was some sort of allegation or investigation, and all of those ended up being witch hunts? I mean, you take a look at some of the, I argued with friends, Alex, all the time, liberal friends that were like, oh, well, look at who's been indicted. Look at this and look at that. And I'm like, dude, they're reeling them in on stuff that's not even related to stuff that Trump is doing per se to try to get them to roll over on him. Do you see a lot of that maybe in play here, too?
It may very well be. I mean, one of the things that's worth pointing out is when Obama was president, they went to great lengths, including going after reporters directly to try and get them to release their source information mm-hmm. because they were concerned about leaks. So, again, it is interesting that somehow this is an outrage and getting lots of focus when, A, we don't know even a third of the facts at this point, and, B, very similar conduct took place during the Obama administration.
You know, you brought up leaks. I mean, that was one thing during the Trump White House. I mean, it was leak after leak after leak. So I can understand why maybe some records were subpoenaed, or maybe, you know, at the time they were trying to figure out who was leaking stuff to the media over and over and over.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting, and it'll be, especially as it relates to McGahn, we'll see how this plays out. McGahn was serving as a federal employee working for the President of the United States and the administration. That doesn't offer him some special protection.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an employee of the federal government and you are believed to be leaking information, the government can certainly investigate that, including going out and getting a subpoena, and in this case, apparently asking the court to seal that information so as not to tip you off, so to speak. That is within the purview of the Department of Justice, and there is a court involved. They get to review that information. They can't just do this on their own. One interesting question to me is, in any normal situation like this, one of the things that would take place is the Attorney General, or if he was recused, certainly a senior-level Department of Justice official would almost certainly have to sign off on these subpoenas, either to members of Congress or to the now former White House counsel. And yet Mr. Barr, Rosen, others have all apparently indicated they have no recollection of this. So I am curious to see what that process was like within DOJ. While they are generally within their purview to request this information, that doesn't mean that their process was perfect. We'll have to wait and find out.
Hey, Alex, real quick, before I let you go, we've seen the Department of Justice politicized. We've seen the FBI politicized. If Trump just rode off into the sunset and said, you know what, I'm done with politics, I'm out of here, instead of being a viable contender in 2024, are we even talking about this right now? If he just said, I'm out of here, are we talking about anything, any investigation related to Trump?
Yeah, I do think that even if that was the case, especially as it relates to the members of Congress, we'd still be talking about this.
Okay.
The separation of powers is real and needs to be addressed. I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be talking about Don McGahn, though.
Okay. Alex, appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. That is former Senate Majority Leader, Chief Counsel, former Republican National Committee General Counsel, Alex Vogel. Jump over to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott promising to release details this week on how the state plans to build more border wall. You have one person saying that it's not going to work, though. Monica Weisberg Stewart, she's with the Texas Border Coalition. She says the wall will not do what the governor thinks it will do.
There's certain areas where it might be barriers are appropriate, but the wall is not going to stop the people from coming. They're going to go over it, under it, around it, and through it like we know from the past.
Yeah, but that's why you build a better one, Monica. She's clueless. She has no idea what she's talking about. You talk to any expert, you talk to any Border Patrol agent, you talk to anybody with ICE, you talk to anybody who's on the ground there, and you've heard them on this show over and over and over, walls work. When built properly and put in the right spots, walls work. And you got Iowa Republican Ashley Hinson. She was on the House floor Monday. She wants legislation that would bar Vice President Kamala Harris from taxpayer-funded international travel until she travels to the southern border first. This is what she said. She's been to yarn shops. She's been to bakeries. She just flew right over the crisis at our southern border to meet with foreign countries with the taxpayer's checkbook in hand. When asked why she hasn't visited the border, she laughed. She laughed. And this is no laughing matter. The border crisis impacts the safety and security of every Iowan, of every American. Every state is a border state right now. Democrats rebuffed her on this, by the way. She's exactly right, though. The woman, and when I say the woman, I'm talking about Vice President Kamala Harris, has done nothing as border czar. Zero. Her own comments can be used against her. When she said, you got to go see the problem in order to fix the problem. That's why I'm in Guatemala. Well, Kamala, using your own words, how do you fix the problem at the southern border if you don't go there to see the problem? She doesn't want to see the problem because, in her mind, it's not a problem. her party benefits. It's a positive. 15 after the hour, 800-624-1170. When I come back, you've got Youngstown Council debating if city health employees should get pandemic overtime pay. You got a boy taken to an area hospital in critical condition in Carrick, PA, after falling from a second floor window. And in Bel Air, Ohio, you've got a house so filthy, six kids had to be removed and six adults arrested. This is just disgusting. Details coming up.
Radio 1170 WWVA.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to the station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Piedmont Lake and Marina, Grandview Park, Belmont County Victorian Mansion Museum, Seneca Lake Marina, and the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun and affordable, safe summer.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Veteran news anchor Ron Burgundy returns with the Ron Burgundy Podcast to take on the most pressing and exciting topics of our day. Get the truth about the stories that affect your life, as only Ron Burgundy can deliver it.
I've heard it said, perhaps by me, that you can earn a degree listening to my podcast. That's what I heard from my source. My source, that is, perchance, myself.
Listen to the Ron Burgundy Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
25% off trees, shrubs, perennials, and rose bushes while supplies last. Marshall County Co-op, Moundsville.
The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. With interest rates at an all-time low and available money at an all-time high, never before has the opportunity been greater for those individuals that have experienced bankruptcy, divorce, slow credit, no credit, even high lease or loan payoffs to purchase the car, truck, SUV, or minivan of their dreams at a price and payment they can afford. Rush into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, or apply online by computer or cell phone at anbautosales.com. It's quick and easy with an answer within the hour. Hurry before the money runs out. The recent injection of liquidity by the Federal Reserve has banks with unprecedented monies on their balance sheet. What does this mean? They must lend. Now is the time. A&B Kia is the place. A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
RestCare Community Living is the area's largest provider for people with disabilities. Listen to what RestCare employees are saying. Every day is an adventure, and every day I learn something new. This job has changed me as a person. I'm proud of who I am and the difference I make. Don't miss this opportunity to make a difference in your community. Join the RestCare team. RestCare is seeking essential employees. Training is provided and wages are competitive. Apply at RestCare, RESCARE, communityliving.com/careers today.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The only way that you can build the faith to believe for the word of God that you are speaking into your life that you need to come to pass to solve whatever problems you are facing is by spending time in that word, meditating on it, so that that faith grows until that faith in what the word says is stronger than your belief in the circumstances. Then you can speak that word in faith without doubting and it will come to pass. You have Jesus' word on it. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
After a year of being locked in the country being locked down, iHeart is bringing live entertainment back like only we can. It's the return of the iconic iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas, Friday, September 17th and Saturday the 18th. And we want you there with us to party with the biggest names in music. Just download the free iHeart app and search Win for your chance to win your way in. We announce the amazing lineup tomorrow morning. Win your way into our iHeart Radio Music Festival with the free iHeart app.
Bloom Daddy.
Take a look at me. Tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can?
721 Bloom Daddy notice coming at you. I think I've got a job here for Dick from Dayton. The Pizza Bandit restaurant in Dayton, Ohio, serving the spicy Thai cicada pie. So you're talking about a pizza topped with sriracha sauce, mozzarella, provolone, mushrooms, cabbage, green onion, mango, cilantro, spicy Thai sauce, and bugs, cicadas. Bugs are not toxic, but the FDA did warn, in case you missed this, that people with seafood allergies should not eat the insects. I love pizza. I'm not eating a pizza with bugs on it. But Dick from Dayton might.
What if they dress them up a little bit?
No.
Cover them in cheese. You wouldn't even know it.
No. No. Not doing it. Sissy. Pizza Bandit, Dayton, Sissy. Ohio. Next time, hey, remind me though, the next time Dick from Dayton calls, which could be today, because we just don't know when he's going to do it, we're going to send him there to try the spicy Thai cicada pie. All right? It's a job for him.
Do you think he'll go get it?
If I ask him? Yeah, I do. I think he will. Give us a taste test. Youngstown Council debating if city health employees should get pandemic overtime pay. So during the height of the pandemic, health departments were mandated by the state government to get the job done, no matter the time it took. And some of these people were working 24/7, 7 days a week that are salaried. The Youngstown City Health Department and its commissioner worked a lot of overtime, but they were salaried. They didn't get paid the overtime. So Youngstown City Council held a finance meeting to talk about compensating those employees who are salaried and typically not allowed OT. Council members discussed questioned whether or not Health Commissioner Aaron Bishop and other members of the health department should receive and split over $24,000 in overtime pay for their time worked during the pandemic. There are some who say it's just part of the job. It's part of your job. You're working for the health department. You're a commissioner. Things pop up. Pandemics happen. This is what you got to do. Others are saying that it went well above the job description, which in all honesty, I would side with that.
I think I would too.
I think it went well above the job description. We'd never dealt with something like this. Nobody saw it coming. And when you're salaried and you're being required, mandated to work 7 days a week at all times, and you're not getting paid for it, I don't think anybody'd be happy about that. I don't think anybody would.
And here's the other thing. I mean, like, it's not like it was a natural disaster because a hurricane comes in or a tornado or
right.
something.
You're talking
fire.
About months and months
yeah,
and
you're,
months.
You're not talking a couple weeks. You're talking yeah. a year.
Council members are going to hold off on a decision. They plan to hold a special meeting with members of the Board of Health to research whether they are legally allowed to offer up to the $24,000 overtime pay to these salaried employees. But look, if they put in all that kind of time and a lot of people were scared, a lot of people didn't want to work, even go out of the house because they were terrified. And these people, like fast food workers, like truck drivers, like all the other people that just kept on going during this thing, I mean, I do believe they went above and beyond.
Well, why don't they take some of that money from the pandemic relief fund
and give it to them?
Disperse, you know, and just say, hey, look, this is how we're going to disperse it.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on what is legal, what isn't. I think that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
But I think if they can, that's probably something they should look at. Jump over to PA, Carrick. You had a boy taken to an area hospital in critical condition, fell from a second floor window. 1800 block of Brownsville Road. It's around 3 p.m. yesterday. The boy's in critical condition. Don't really know an age yet. The exact age not known. But a Ring doorbell caught the moments after the toddler fell from the second floor window. I mean, people were hysterical. I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine dealing with something like that, seeing something like that with a small child. That would be horrendous. Jump over to Bel Air, Ohio. Belmont County Children's Services were called about an issue. They notify the police. Police go to a home in Bel Air, and they arrest Amanda Nagy, the mother, Chris Goldsmith, her boyfriend, for child endangerment, animal abuse, disorderly conduct. They also removed six children from the house. This was located at 4137 Franklin Street in Bel Air. The kids ranging in age from 3 to 15. They also have charges pending against a babysitter, a grandmother, a grandfather, and a neighbor who allegedly let people at 4137 Franklin Street babysit her children. Now, when the cops went to this house, the stench coming from the house was so bad, they could smell it on their way in from the sidewalk. That's how bad this house was. So think about the neighbor who let them watch her kid. I mean, you're living next to this. If cops can smell the inside of the house from out on the sidewalk, and you're a neighbor, you're telling me you don't know what, you know, these people are living like pigs? So authorities go in the house, trash all over the place, feces on the floor of the home. The situation was so bad that they immediately condemned the house. And there were six kids living inside this home. Several animals taken from the house. 12 cats, 5 dogs, several fish, and of course there's always a python. You know, when you got people living in filth, gotta have that snake. Gotta have that snake. You know what's sad about this story? You think about those six kids, ranging in age from 3 to 15. Think of the 15-year-old. Think of the 14-year-old. These kids are going to school. These other school kids know where they live. They know that their, you know, parents are dirtbags, that these kids are living in filth. I mean, you're never going to have a kid over to play. You're going to be embarrassed to do anything at your house. The ridicule you're going to get at school and having to live in a home where you're stepping around feces and everything. I mean, can't even imagine.
If you go to school, I mean, your clothes, I mean, even if you wash your clothes, it's going to have that house smell.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I see stuff like this, it takes me back to something my grandmother said. And she grew up in a house, I think she's one of 11 kids. I want to say a 3-room home with no indoor plumbing, nothing. They had nothing. They were dirt poor. But she said my mother always kept a nice home. Mm-hmm. She said there's no reason to live in filth. I don't care how poor you are. She's like, we grew up with nothing, nothing. But that house was clean. And then you see something like this, six kids living in that. And then in New Alexandria, Ohio, Jefferson County, right up above Steubenville, over 30 animals removed from a home along State Route 151. 30 animals in a house. Jefferson County Humane Society was called to the house. At least 36 cats and 1 dog were removed. Can you imagine the hair in that home?
No.
And 36 cats? You walk around that house, it's going to look like bobcats were dropping deuces all over the place.
And cats have an odor.
Living conditions described as deplorable. That might be an understatement. Not suited for humans nor animals. And people live like that. I mean, I will never, ever understand it. Ever. Coming up on the show, Chris Dutton. He's the man behind the Blame My Roots Festival, which is right around the corner, July 16th and 17th. You're talking Miranda Lambert, Neil McCoy, Lee Bryce, Jody Messina, Tennille Towns, Adam Doliak, Walker Montgomery, Nico Moon. Did I miss anybody? He's going to be on talking about this event coming up. It's going to be up close and personal. I mean, you're not talking about 80,000 people in a field. You're talking about 10,000 in some big-time acts. We're talking about it next.